sharp question and the pencil. Very important for us to keep our minds sharp. Crisis and whether we can screen out anybody. I think all over the world, governments are in difficulty. As governments, our budgets are being limited, and it's not easy to keep the public engaged, and very difficult to gain progress in public support. That is a given. And the only answer I have is that if one cannot stand the heat in the kitchen, get out of the kitchen. But those who are in public life, all my friends here on the panel today, they know full well the importance of being able to address and respond to public sentiments. And I think it's very important that we talk to all political parties concerned, whether it is constitutional developments or other political, economic, social issues. Because they do feel the pulse of the public sentiments, and it is through them that we can get a better feel and a more accurate assessment of what the prescription should be for each and every issue that we face. So far, we've achieved some things in Sisson. The economy is turning around, more tourism, and today we're starting to have this dialogue about constitutional developments. Your first point is to, Professor, we have no intention of screening out anybody in any election. Even now, political parties of all shades can stand in the election committee election for the chief executive. But in dealing with the question of constitutional developments beyond 2007, I fully recognize that it is necessary, desirable, essential to work with all political parties and independent members of the council, both inside and outside the legislature. Only then do we stand a better chance of gaining broad community consensus on the way forward. Only then we stand the prospect, we have the prospect, of getting two-thirds majority support in the legislature. That is the starting point for any conceivable reforms.